Hi, this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. We took a month off, and today is a day after a very significant weather event in my area, in my world, and I'm just fortunate to have power and everything be good with my home, my friends, my vehicle, etc. So feeling good, wanted to jump on here for those of you that regularly listen to the Todd Wright Toddcast who wondered if we'd ever do one again. Yeah, I took a month off looking ahead, starting to sell Todd Wright Tour 43 Golf Tournament in October, getting ready for football season, and have some other news to talk about to bring attention to today. Met with Brandon Legal Group in the month off. Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consultation, call 813-902-3576 or click on the box to request a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com. It was fun to see Jeremy and Sean. They are longtime supporters of my podcasts, my golf tournaments, and they're going to be involved with a new project I do that I'm about to talk about in a couple of minutes. Also, throughout the football season, I will have the support of Pin Chasers, Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling, food, and fun. To make it even easier to have fun, download the Pin Chasers Extra app to make reservations, order food, track your scores, and earn cash back on every purchase. 10% back every time you visit. For more information, go to pinchasers.net and start having fun. I look forward to getting back into Pin Chasers with my friends. And it's been a really hot summer. I know one great friend in my life who has a young son who's very active. We were talking about either doing mini golf because Plantation Palms has resurfaced the mini golf that I occasionally use when I do golf tournaments. And we talked about bowling, and I said to her, which one do you want to do? And she just immediately said, she said, the bowling sounds great because of the air condition. Let's go to Pin Chasers. So planning that. Thanks to Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers for continuing to support me and what I do on the podcast. As I have talked about them before and earlier this year, the month of the National Football League draft. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. It's the same email that I use for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. So let me just start there. While I didn't do this non-fantasy podcast for a month, I was busy. I recorded 23 episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the month of August. I thank Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm not going to talk fantasy football here. If you are a fantasy player, just know that the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is already 23 episodes in. Hooters has ordered 52. So it's there for you. It's a separate podcast. Literally just Google the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and you should find it, and it's on a number of platforms, including our distributor, joebucksfan.com, if you just want to listen online that way. So I've been very busy doing podcasts, but they've been of the fantasy variety. Now let me talk about a new podcast I'm going to do for the football season for the first time, and that's thanks to Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group, a handful of years ago, in one of our brainstorming sessions over a lunch, talked about the popularity of fantasy football and said, why don't we do a weekly fantasy football preview of the Bucks game and just talk about the Bucks potential fantasy impact players and the fantasy impact players on the Bucks opponent that particular week. We called it the Bucks Bulletin. It did very well, and they were happy with it. I was happy with it. Perhaps you listened to it as it was fantasy specific for the Bucks versus weekly opponent each week throughout the fantasy football season for the last at least 4 years. We might have done it 5 years. We're not doing that one this year, and here's why. Going into the start of the season, based on all my fantasy knowledge, again, I'm not talking fantasy football here, I'm just telling you why some changes are being made. The Buccaneers simply don't have many relevant fantasy players. So the podcast doesn't serve as much of a purpose as it did in previous years. When that changes, we'll consider bringing back the Bucs Bulletin. But in the meantime, we put the Bucs Bulletin on hiatus and we replace it with a Survivor podcast. Now, for those of you wondering, or like the TV show hosted by Jeff Probst, so do I. But that's not what this podcast is about. It's not a podcast that's going to talk about the Survivor reality slash game show on CBS hosted by Jeff Probst. Survivor is a football concept, and it's a football contest played by more and more and more people, where each week you have to pick one team to win a game. Not against the spread. You have to pick one team to win a football game. Once you pick that team, you cannot pick that team again. And the whole idea is to survive and get as far down the road of the season as you can without picking a team that loses, knowing you can't pick the Chiefs 8 times. You can't pick the Eagles 5 times. You can't pick Buffalo or Cincinnati more than once. So there's a lot of strategy that goes into it. A friend of mine at VEASAN, Gil Alexander, self-proclaimed obsession with Survivor contests and football. There are sports books in Nevada that operate huge jackpots for Survivor contests. And there are many people that run them individually. You may play against friends. So this season, for the first time, I am going to do a Survivor podcast, and it will be sponsored by Brandon Legal Group. So I will start that very shortly. It will be a separate podcast. The working title is Survivors Ready, Go, which is a common line that Jeff Probst uses when he starts a challenge in the show Survivor. So look for that podcast. If you play in a Survivor League, I'd love to have your ears on that podcast as I take a look at the weekly games, talk about the strategy, and who might be the teams I'm focusing on in a particular week as I am playing Survivor again this year. I haven't played in a while. I used to play it, but then I let it go. And then I've realized in recent years how popular this has become, and I wanted to be part of it again. So look for my new Survivor podcast starting next week in advance of week one of the National Football League season. The only other thing that I want to talk about today, because of the imminent start to the National Football League season, is just my thoughts on who's good. You have opinions on who's good. I have opinions on who's good. And I'm just going to pull up what was, I believe these were the numbers from BetMGM, win totals from BetMGM, that I wrote down. It was actually part of my initial Survivor research about a month ago. So these numbers, I guess, may have changed, but for the most part, I think they hold. Just running them down. I'll go ahead and run them down very quickly. So the win totals, in order of best to worst, according to BetMGM, as of a month or so ago, the three top teams were Chiefs, Bengals, Niners at 11.5. then Eagles, Bills, Jaguars at 10.5, then Ravens, Cowboys, Jets, Lions, Chargers, Saints, Dolphins, Browns, 9.5. At 8.5 wins, so right on the 500 line for a 17-game season, Steelers, Seahawks, Vikings, Giants, Lions, Falcons. And then these, the there are 12 that had a win total of for a losing record. 7.5, Patriots, Panthers, Bears, Titans, Packers, Raiders, Commanders, 6.5, Colts, Rams, Bucks, 5.5, Texans, Cardinals. Okay, so I just kind of went down the list here and knowing now seven teams, which I hate, seven teams make the playoffs in each conference of the National Football League. You know, just one short of half the teams making the playoffs. I thought six was a really good number. I liked the top two getting first round byes. Now just one team gets a first round bye, and then if they win at home off that first round bye, they're in the conference title game. It's a hell of a reward for one team. Also, we had plenty of examples over the years of a six seed running the gauntlet on the road and going to the Super Bowl and winning. That's not going to happen with a seven seed. It's not. To me, there's a big difference between the sixth best team in pro football per conference and the seventh team. Call me when the seventh best team wins a playoff, when the seventh seed wins a playoff game. Because I think you're rewarding a very average team. But based on that, seven getting in from the AFC, seven getting in from the NFC, and just sort of using the BetMGM numbers as a guide, not saying I agree with all of them, but yeah, I agree. They have Kansas City, Cincinnati, San Francisco as the top three teams in terms of winning games this season. I agree all three of those teams are playoff teams and all three of those teams are Super Bowl contending teams. I agree with their next three. Eagles, Bills, Jaguars. I saw Mike Florio on ProFootballTalk.com within the last 24 hours, maybe just to rile up the Bills fans, saying, you know, are the Bills fighting to stay out of the cellar of their own division this year? And I openly have talked about how the Bills are going in the wrong direction. They've gone from being in a position to challenge for the Super Bowl to sort of moving back a step in the postseason each year. And considering they have a franchise quarterback and all the other things they have, I just wonder if Sean McDermott as a coach, head coach with a defensive background, has kind of taken them as far as they can go. And the subtraction of Brian Daboll going to be a head coach with the Giants, what impact that has as well. But I don't think the Bills are going to be battling for last place in their division. I still think they're extremely good. I think they're playoff worthy. So I agree with all the 10.5s from BetMGM. Eagles are a Super Bowl contender again. Bills are a playoff team. I'd like to see them be a Super Bowl contender, but at this point I need to see it to believe it because of what's happened the last couple years. And then there are the Jaguars there. I don't think the Jaguars are Super Bowl ready yet, but yes, I think they can build on what they did a year ago, and I am a believer in Doug Peterson, who's done this before, in winning a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Of their 9.5s, no, I'm not interested in the Ravens being led by Lamar Jackson, even with a new offensive coordinator and new weapons for Lamar Jackson. He has one playoff win, and I want to see him prove he can get the Ravens to the playoffs and actually win a playoff game and stop blowing double-digit leads and be able to be able to kill the clock, run out games, outscore opponents, which the Ravens have not done under Lamar Jackson. So I'm not on board with them. I'm not on board with Detroit being a playoff team. I don't agree with the buzz about the Lions. I think the Chargers are a candidate to fire their head coach with a slow start, a bad stretch, you know, through the midpoint of the season. The Chargers have never won a Super Bowl. They've been to what, one Super Bowl? This isn't a stretch here. They blew a 27-0 lead in a playoff game. So call me when Kellen Moore takes over as head coach and we'll reevaluate this. But I don't have the Chargers in the playoffs. I don't see what others see in the Saints. And if you're just telling me it's relative to how bad the division is, to me that's not a strong enough argument. And I think they overpaid for Carr. Granted, teams are overpaying for quarterbacks. They also have a head coach with a defensive background. I don't see enough here, even in a bad division. And I can't root for Cleveland. I have a feeling Kevin Stefanski is going to be sacrificed when this doesn't work with Deshaun Watson. So I'm not buying into the Browns. So of the Bet MGM teams, they had at 9.5 wins. I like Miami the most. I think Miami will be better than they even were last year, and they had a hell of a winning percentage with a healthy Tua Tagovailoa. I think Miami could do this year what the Jags did last year, win a first-round playoff game and come be damn competitive in a divisional round playoff game and maybe even push it a little further. Of the other 9.5, sure. You know, I think the Jets might be that seventh playoff team in the AFC, and then Aaron Rodgers will do what Aaron Rodgers has been doing for a number of years, unless he's playing the Cowboys, lose his first playoff game. And as far as Dallas, yeah, I think they're good enough to make the playoffs again. I'm not convinced, but then I think they'll lose again to the 49ers 3 years in a row, unless Trey Lance can give them some intricate wisdom on the Kyle Shanahan offense for the Cowboys to be able to stop it. And this won't have any impact on Dak Prescott actually being able to win a big, big, big game. I mean, he was great in the first round playoff win against the Buccaneers, and then he was not great at all in the loss to the San Francisco 49ers in the playoffs for the second year in a row. Of the 8.5s, give me the Giants. I think they can contend for the NFC East title. I'm a big believer in Dable. I like that they kind of kept the band together and they keep adding speed to this team. So I think the Giants are a playoff team. Yeah, I think the Vikings are a playoff team. As some say, their defense can't be any worse. Offensively, they have a head coach with an offensive background, a quarterback who can throw it all over the yard. They've got Justin Jefferson. So yeah, I think they're playoff worthy. I don't think they'll win a playoff game. Pro teams, basically pro or major college sports teams, don't win anything in Minnesota. We're probably going to see that in the baseball playoffs again, that the Twins go into the baseball playoffs and don't even win a game. Give me Pittsburgh. I'm not going against Mike Tomlin. So Pittsburgh minimum is going to win 9 games. They're probably going to win more than that. So then I've always said Tomlin does more with less. He doesn't win a lot of big playoff games. Well, they're all big playoff games. He doesn't win a lot of playoff games, at least not recently. But I think Pittsburgh will make the playoffs. They might be the 7 instead of the Jets. But I think Pittsburgh will be better than the Jets. I'm not convinced Pittsburgh can win a playoff game. But I think they win enough to make the playoffs because Mike Tomlin's teams always have a winning record. So that leaves, I need 2 more playoff teams, and I got to dip below the Bet MGM sort of Mendoza line to teams that they listed as under 500 Give me Green Bay. And I know I'm on an island here, but I've said this also on my fantasy podcast. I think Green Bay will be better than Detroit this year. LaFleur gets to do whatever the hell he wants now and doesn't have to deal with Aaron Rodgers' bullshit. And Jordan Love has been learning this system for years. I like the Packers. If they don't win the division and the Vikings do, okay, but I think the Packers will win enough to make the playoffs. And then I think it would be ironic if the Packers actually win in the playoffs, something Aaron Rodgers couldn't do in recent years. And for my other playoff team, I need a team from the NFC South. I've already told you I'm not buying into New Orleans. I'm also not buying into Atlanta. I think that could be another coach firing. Bijan Robinson is going to be a fantasy football player. I don't like what I see at the quarterback position nor on the coaching staff. So it's not Atlanta. It certainly isn't Tampa Bay. That leaves Carolina, which to me is undervalued. I could be very, 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 very wrong on this. I could. But I'm going to take Carolina to win the NFC South and make the playoffs. New franchise quarterback, head coach who knows offense, who has been successful in the past. They've totally rebuilt this offense. And there's still some guys on the defensive side of the ball who know what they're doing there. I like the staff. Carolina's new coaching staff basically has at least three guys who are head coach worthy. One of them being Reich. Caldwell also is involved. Evero is also involved. So this could go very bad for me, but it's a bad division. And I'm not a believer in New Orleans or Atlanta, so give me Carolina to win the NFC South. So there's some things for me for the season. Feel free to throw them in my face in a month, 2 months, 3 months, what have you, and we'll go from there. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Be looking for my Survivor podcast sponsored by Brandon Legal Group. If you're a fantasy player, remember season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast is cranking out tons of new episodes. Find that via joebucksfan.com or where you find your podcasts. I thank Pin Chasers for coming back on with me for football season and Brandon Legal Group for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We will talk to you again very soon. Thank you for hanging with me through the month off as I was doing 23 fantasy podcasts, working ahead on golf tournaments and doing a number of other things, including, laundry and getting groceries and riding out one hell of a storm, as I feel very fortunate today that I have power, no flooding, no damage, and I feel for my fellow residents of Florida who cannot say that today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.